delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty. Wow, you don't get something for nothing. You get
freedom for free. You won't get wise with mistakes. All right, it's 45 after. 45 after here on this Tuesday. Our good friend Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center and crimeresearch.org, you can find out more. He's now getting on the bandwagon of fake news. As well, we all should, because we can see it every day. It's funny that the narrative of fake news is out there coming from the likes of, you know, the Washington Post and CNN and the New York Times. And as the doctor points out, the New York Times again citing false information from the Violence Policy Center. Doctor, welcome back to the program.
Oh, great to talk to you again.
So tell me, what is this Violence Policy Center anyway?
Well, it's a gun control group that claims that concealed carry permit holders represent a real threat. They say that over almost 10 years, 890 people have died as a result of concealed carry permit holders. About a third of those are suicides. You know, the problem that you have here is that these guys are just not capable of counting numbers correctly. You take something like Michigan. They claim that over almost 10 years, there have been 72 homicides in Michigan. The problem is that they use the Michigan State Police reports each year, which go and list the number of pending cases. And so somebody can be listed as pending for 3 years or even 4 years in some cases. And then they also count.
So hold on. Do they get counted every year then?
Right.
It gets recounted. Same right. Case. Recounted. Okay.
Because you can be listed for multiple years as a pending case. And then they'll count it again for the few that are convicted. And then they'll count the news story. So you have a news story of a case when it occurs. Then let's say it's pending for 3 years. And then let's say the person is found not guilty because they acted in self-defense. Well, then they have four cases there that they've counted out, which are really only one case that was the reason why you have permanent concealed handguns, to let the person go and defend themselves. And so it's just a complete mess. But even if one were to even believe their numbers, it's still a tiny fraction of the 14.5 million concealed carry permit holders there in the United States, especially when you go and look at it at some type of yearly rate.
Yeah, the other thing that it says here, not only does it say Michigan is the worst state with those 72 homicides and the recounting and so forth, it also asserts, and I know better because I look at this every time just as a layperson, I look at the people that are involved in these mass shootings that get, you know, terrific publicity. It says here 29 mass shootings were committed by permit holders, killing 139 people. I just simply dismiss that out of hand because I've researched these people over and over and over that do the mass shootings and find almost without question they have the guns illegally, and almost always they're registered Democrats to boot.
Right. Well, I mean, there's so many mistakes. You take the Orlando shooting that occurred earlier this year. The person was a security guard. He didn't have a concealed carry permit that was there. He had a security guard permit. Those are two different types of things there. And, it doesn't really matter to them. They're happy to count anything. I mean, then you have 49 of the deaths there. You take something like suicides in Michigan. About 280 of these 800-some cases are suicides that took place in Michigan. What happens is the Michigan Department of Health has a list of people who commit suicide each year. The concealed handgun permit for the state police, they know who has a permit, and they just match those to see whether people with handgun permits commit suicide. The thing is that's most interesting is that the rate that concealed handgun permit holders commit suicide is about 60% less per capita than the rate that the general population commits suicide. So, you know, they don't even know whether the person used a gun to commit suicide or a handgun. they just say, did somebody who have a concealed carry permit commit suicide? And they don't even look to see what the rate is for permit holders compared to the general population. They just assume that if the person didn't have a concealed carry permit, the suicide wouldn't have occurred. But the vast majority of these suicides presumably also occurred in the home, so a concealed handgun permit wouldn't have been relevant in any case.
Yeah, there you have it. And you know, it seems to me that the people that have concealed pistol licenses like they have in Michigan are better trained, better vetted, background checks. They've done the research. They've gone through the class. They're more likely to take their responsibilities very seriously. Every person that I know that has a concealed pistol license takes that responsibility and the rules involved with that very, very seriously.
Well, they're incredibly law-abiding. I mean, you look at any of the states, any type of firearms-related violation, you're talking about thousands or tens of thousands of one percentage point. And as we've talked about before, police are rarely convicted of firearms-related violations, but permit holders are convicted of firearms-related violations at about one-seventh the rate that police are.
So even less than active police officers are people like, well, like me, that go through the classes and get educated and can do as we need. That you know, those are really eye-opening statistics, Doctor. I can't kid you. Dr. John Lott with us here. Before I let you go, though, it's the Christmas season. What books do you have out there for folks that you would recommend to get on their shopping list for the folks around them?
Well, thanks. I mean, I have a new book that's out, The War on Guns, that I'm very proud of. You know, it's, it kind of goes through and talks about a lot of the myths that have been occurring in the debate on guns. And I hope it kind of gets people primed for what I hope will be some great court decisions that are going to be coming forward in the next few years.
And some good conversation going forward as well. Doctor, I hope you have a wonderful Christmas, but you can find out more at crimeresearch.org. You can find Dr. Lott's books, The War on Guns being the latest and greatest, that Ivy has read, by the way. She said the book is fabulous. Okay. I take her recommendation, Doctor, and you have a great day.
All right. Thanks.